Hey, have you got a minute? Cheers. Look, so I know you're my boss and everything, and so I shouldn't really take liberties, but I needed to ask you for a favor. Well, it's just I was thinking about going away next weekend, and so I wanted to book some time off. And I know it's really last minute, and I was hoping you could kind of accommodate me with that. Is that, do you think you could? It's, we didn't really plan it, it's just kind of happened, and no, it's just with some friends. It's not like hugely important, but I would really, really appreciate it if I could go. Oh, well, what did you want to ask me? Off the record? Okay, that doesn't really mean anything here, but sure, okay. Yeah, I've heard of GoMod Audio. Fuck. Yeah, shit. Yeah, so I am feeling F. Fuck. Are you gonna fire me? Please don't. I really need this job, and I didn't do anything at work or anything, so I don't even know if you can, but please don't tell anyone. You liked the audios? No, that's not inappropriate. I like that. Well, I don't know if you should tell me you listen to them at work. I did wonder why your door is closed a lot when you're by yourself. You should post that. You have an incredibly sexy voice. I think you would do good. Yeah, I do find you attractive. I mean, you're a very attractive young woman, so, who wouldn't? Okay, so what is it I have to do? Okay, so you're forward. I'll give you that. You really want me to go down on you here? I have no issues with meeting up with you after work. Like, we can just go out for a couple of beers and see what happens. Okay, so you really want it to be here? It's not like, it's not even lunchtime. Like, what if you have to do something? I mean, I guess really, how about if I do this, will you let me take those couple of days off? Okay, well, you've got a deal. Let me just come right in front of you. Pull up that little skirt of yours. Okay. If you've listened to my audios, you know that I do love a woman in stockings. Holy, you've gone commando? I did not know this side of you. Jesus, what the? That's hot, I'm not gonna lie. This is far better than you could imagine. I've had a crush on you for a while, so I nearly made a post about you. Fine, I'll shut up. I think it's time I got to taste that pussy of yours. I reach round and grab your wheelchair and slide it forward a little bit. Pull your ass so it hangs just off the chair. Completely hidden under the desk. You sit there, and as I look, I hear your hands grab onto the desk. The sudden pleasure. I don't know how long you've been fantasizing about this, but you seem to be enjoying it a lot. You're already pretty damn wet, and I barely even got started. I lick between the lips of your pussy, around your clit, probing inside your pussy with my tongue, lapping up your juices that are oh so delicious. And then, just as I'm getting into it, the phone rings. I stop and freeze. But then I feel your hand on my head pull me close. Almost I try to resist, a little concerned. There's really not very much I can do. Your hand in my hair holds my mouth against you, and slowly moves me around, grinding against your clit. And so I figure I might as well just get on with it. There is something hot about it. Going down on someone while they do something else. And so I continue, gently nibbling your clit, licking all around, my tongue darting from side to side. While you talk on the phone, I try to be nice, and when you start talking, I slow down, but it seems to me like that's when you want it most, judging by the sheer force that you pull my face against you. Soon it's the other way around. The only time you're not talking, you have to try and get your breath back. And then as you start talking, your voice trembles, the pitch varying, sometimes a little squeak coming out instead of your usual assertive tones. As I continue going down on you, the conversation goes on and on. I decide to make things a little bit more difficult for you. And carefully and slowly, I slide a finger inside you and start to fuck your pussy, while my tongue still plays furiously with your clit. I can't even imagine what the person on the other end of the phone is thinking, listening to you. Just at first mumbling, but now your words becoming more and more assertive, if not somewhat repetitive, as you keep agreeing with them, or so they think, as you say yes over and over again. I feel you pull me harder, your hips rocking against me as I fuck you and taste you. Until soon, I can barely breathe, you're holding me so hard, your thighs clamped around my head. And I feel you come all over my fingers, my mouth, my tongue. And eventually, when you've finished coming, you put the phone down. I'm not even sure he had finished talking. You move your chair back and look down at me and smile. And tell me that if I want the rest of the days off, I'm gonna have to make a little post about what just happened.